listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, and today we are talking about flu and pregnancy. I'm joined by Celeste Thomas, a certified nurse midwife with Intermountain Healthcare. We're talking about the risks for pregnant women during flu season, how you can protect yourself, because what I didn't realize before getting pregnant, not pregnant now, but before, that you're more at risk for getting the flu when you're pregnant. And of course, there can be some serious side effects for both mom and baby.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are changes that happen in your body during pregnancy that make growing a baby better, but they actually make you more susceptible to the flu. And some of those changes are that your immune system is affected, and your immune system is not as strong and as good at preventing you from getting an infection when you're pregnant because you're growing a baby in your body. And so your immune system is more susceptible to other infections. The other thing that happens to your body is that your lung capacity decreases and your heart rate increases. So what that means is that if you do get the flu, then you're more likely to have a more severe case of the flu, or even may need to be hospitalized when you're pregnant than if you're not pregnant.
And you can even be at higher risk for pregnancy complications and things like preterm labor, all of those things, right?
Yeah, so if you get the flu and even if you are recovering, then you have a higher risk of preterm birth. And then especially if you develop a very high fever at a certain time frame in early pregnancy, when things are developing in the baby's spinal cord, you can have an increased risk of a neural tube defect as well. So all good reasons to protect yourself from the flu. And we're lucky that we have good, safe options that we can use during pregnancy.
Absolutely. And I think that's one thing that is so important to remind moms, whether you're pregnant now, going through the process of thinking about getting pregnant or getting pregnant, but that it is safe and it is recommended for pregnant women to get their flu vaccinations.
Absolutely. And you can get a flu vaccine at any point during pregnancy, and it is very safe. These vaccines that are used are not alive, so there's no risk to mom and baby. The other thing to remember is just getting the flu vaccine itself, even if you happen to get the flu, your case of the flu is going to be less severe from the studies if you get the vaccine than if you don't. So even if you are unlucky and you happen to get the flu, then hopefully that getting that flu vaccine will still keep you out of the hospital and keep you healthier.
And when we talk...
And maybe even able to start.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about the vaccine, you know, a lot of people know there's a flu shot, and there's also the nasal spray for the flu vaccine, but the shot is what's recommended when you're pregnant, right?
Yes, because the nasal spray is a live attenuated, so it cannot be used during pregnancy.
And that's good to know, because I think, of course, there's a lot of people that would rather get the nasal spray because they think, oh, that's easier. It's not a shot. It doesn't hurt. It's not a needle, but there are still some of those safety measures you have to think about.
Yes. Only the shot is the one that is recommended and safe in pregnancy to get.
So, of course, outside of the vaccine, which is recommended and safe for pregnant women, like you just said, at any point during pregnancy, what are some of the other things that we can do to stop the spread? We're in the wild world of coronavirus. We're now, people are calling what we may go into as a twindemic with the flu and coronavirus. So, you know, what else can we just keep doing to keep ourselves safe and healthy?
Well, actually, in a lot of ways, the spread of the flu is similar to the spread of COVID and coronavirus. And so all those same measures of protecting yourself, like washing your hands frequently, wearing a mask, not going someplace or being with anyone who is experiencing symptoms, all of those things still apply and actually are going to be protective against both the flu and coronavirus. So that's a good place to start. And then the other thing to remember is that if you do become unlucky and you do get the flu, please come into your doctor quickly, because the earlier we can catch any of the flu strains, then we can give you antiviral medications that we have for the flu that will work on making it a less severe disease and also last and have kind of a shorter duration. So getting in quickly to your doctor or midwife is really important so that we can treat the flu.
Yeah, and I think that's important to note too, because for someone not pregnant who has gotten the flu, a lot of the times you just think, I'll grab something at the drugstore, or I'll just kind of sleep this one off for a couple days. But you can't necessarily do that when you're pregnant.
Yeah, and also your body's not as good at kicking it. So giving you those other tools that are safe to use is completely appropriate.
So let's talk symptoms, because we talk symptoms, of course, a lot when it comes to COVID and what we should be looking for, not looking for, and all the things in between. But now going into flu season, of course, flu season started already. Symptom-wise, from a pregnant woman's standpoint, are there specific or different symptoms that they would recognize as opposed to just a regular symptom from the flu?
You know, the actual symptoms are pretty similar. So it's going to be a high fever, body aches and chills. Often you'll have nasal congestion or some upper respiratory issues like stuffy nose, cough. All those things are going to be associated with the flu. They're going to be hard to tell the difference between the flu and COVID. And so it is going to be important to get testing, because then we can best treat the woman. So if we know she has influenza A, we can treat that. If she has COVID, we don't have medications yet that can really treat that well, but we are going to be monitoring her closely. And so, you know, those are things to kind of watch for, but the symptoms are going to be pretty similar. So high fever, nasal congestion, upper respiratory, body aches, you know, you just feel miserable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's twofold then, of course, when you're pregnant, especially depending on at what point in your pregnancy that you're in. You know, if you're far along and you're already so tired and so pregnant and just ready to move to the next phase, you know, that can, it can be a lot.
And, you know, there is one other benefit with getting that vaccine, just to go back to it, which is that not only does it protect you, but there's some evidence that vaccine, those antibodies can go through to the placenta and to your baby and actually give your baby some protection for the first couple months of life as well. So kind of a double benefit there.
Yeah, because babies can't get the flu vaccine until 6 months?
6 months old. So they have, and really that first 6 months is when they are most vulnerable to infection. And you really don't want those little babies to get sick because they just don't have a lot of capacity to fight it. So really important to protect them. And the other thing to remember is that it's not just the woman. So anyone around her, which we actually call cocooning, needs to be vaccinated, and we encourage them to be vaccinated. So dad, partner, grandma and grandpa, anyone who's going to be helping and caring for baby and mom should ideally be vaccinated so that you form a little cocoon of safety around that new baby.
Yeah, anyone in your village.
That's right.
So for those who maybe have not yet got their flu vaccines, what do they do? Where do they go? What do they need to know?
Yeah, so anyone who's pregnant, definitely come on in to your provider and get your vaccine. Most doctors and midwives offices right now have lots of vaccines available, and we are giving them to every person who comes in. If you are a partner or you don't want to go to your PCP, your primary care provider, you can always go even to a drugstore like CVS or Walgreens, or any of those places often have a walk-in flu. Right now, there are a number of Intermountain sites that have drive-up flu vaccines. You just have to call ahead of time and make an actual appointment, and then you show up. Like, for instance, I'm going on the 27th with all of my children. They're all getting their flu vaccines from the car. So that's what's happening in our family.
I love
that. So I think that, you know, there are I know, I'm like, sign you guys up. Uh-huh. No complaining. So there are lots of easy ways to get it. The month of October is ideal, because then your body has enough time to build up the antibodies before that flu really hits in November, December, January. So getting it the month of October is ideal.
Perfect. You and your family have yours scheduled. I'm going to schedule mine for a drive-through vaccine myself. I think it's brilliant.
I got mine last week, but it's one thing for mom to get it. And then, of course, all the kids, we have to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sign them all up.
Yeah, and you... And
even though it's not...
No, it's probably not their favorite, but we know that it's necessary and it's needed. And they're in the car, so they can't run and scream and try to get away. It's perfect.
And the three-year-old is even in his car seat, so that also helps.
These are great selling points. I think this is perfect. So for people that want to take advantage of some of those drive-throughs, you said they need to make an appointment. Do they just do that through the Intermountain website?
So they can do that through the Intermountain website. They can find a clinic that's close to them and then call. Yeah. And make sure that there's a drive up and then call and make an appointment.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time and answering some of our questions and just reminding our listeners too, and you know, our pregnant moms listening, about the importance and the safety of getting your flu vaccine while you're pregnant. We really appreciate you.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And that was Celeste Thomas, certified nurse midwife with Intermountain Healthcare. You stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.